How's it going? Welcome to the Green Machine Live. And unfortunately, sorry, I've still got the match in my ear. There we go. That's better now. Hello, welcome to the Green Machine Live. Unfortunately, Ireland have lost 1-0 France. A very sloppy goal given away by Ireland and Pavard. Well, that's what the top teams do, isn't it? They punish you at this level. So, yeah, as always, it's quite loud here. If you have a comment, have an opinion, get involved. Just want to say hello to the two nephews watching in Westmeath, David and Joseph. How are you doing? I'm going to try not to swear. Although I really want to. I really, really want to. So the referee was absolutely appalling, especially towards the end there. And the goalkeeper, Mr. Mike Mayon, whatever his name is, acting the goat there. But as we said, a very encouraging performance. Not the hiding we were all expecting. I was expecting, to be honest. I saw we very encouraging, but this has to be the level now. But it's just a hope that kills you, isn't it? One sloppy mistake from Josh Cullen, who had a very poor game. He was in charge of set pieces. Very rarely beat the first man. Didn't really do much. And then, of course, fundamental schoolboy error. He hits it across his 18-yard box when he's under pressure. It's just the sort of thing you don't do. But I thought across the, you know, every man on the pitch, Bazunu, excellent. Couple of smart saves. Seamus Coleman rolling back the years there. Maybe not as fast as he once was, but he was superb tonight. Real captain's performance. So three lads in defence were excellent. Collins bursting forward. John Egan. Even Dara O'Shea. He was a bit ropey the other night. The two lads, Malumbi, really getting the crowd going during the game when we were struggling a little bit, when France were on top in the first half. I thought, you know, really got it. Future Ireland captain. And, of course, Jason Knight. He was a little bit rusty, but I thought he was excellent. And Ogbeni, Kelsey Ogbeni, just phenomenal. Phenomenal man of the match, or player of the match. Sorry, can't say man of the match anymore. He was exceptional tonight. And Evan Ferguson, he was quiet, but to be fair, he didn't really have the delivery. I think with France, they just showed, didn't they? They had that extra gear. But to be fair, we did stop him. We did stop him playing. And that's the annoying thing, really. It was just one stupid mistake. And we could have got the draw at the end. Phenomenal save from Nathan Collins' header. Absolutely phenomenal stuff that was. I thought it was in. We all thought it was in. There were boos at the end, but they weren't for the players or for the team. They were for the referee because he was just dreadful Portuguese team in there. But there you go. I mean, this has to be the level now. And, you know, I think we can help you. You're right, Martin. Yeah. Hey, kid, you're right. See the bit. What can you do? Young Martin Prendergast there coming across. But yeah. What can you do? So if you want to get involved, leave a comment. Just let us know. I'm going to have a look here at some of the stuff coming through. And Richmond and Dymo, how are you doing, lads? You well? Hope you enjoyed the game. Not the result we wanted, but a crack performance. Sean O'Carroll on a YouTube channel from Risk London. Great performance. Another goal from outside the box. Yeah, that's 10 now since 2021. And it just, I mean, just poor, wasn't it? Not compact enough sometimes, really. There did seem to be too much space between defence and midfield. But frustrating. John Griffin with a thumbs up. I'm sure he was happy. Stephen Callan, unlucky tonight. A lot of young players on the pitch. You can only learn from games like this. I mean, it's, you know, this is not to be... I mean, I'm downbeat. I'm disappointed because... We weren't that far away. We weren't really. It was just one silly mistake. But a draw would have been a fantastic start. I mean, but it gives you courage going forward against the Dutch when you come here. But, you know, we can't be giving away stupid goals like that. It just can't. Just seem to lack that bit of concentration sometimes. And we always just seem to be... Just... Always seems to be a mistake in us. And that's... You can't be doing that at this level, as the French showed. Michael Foley, eat my words, very proud of boys in green. Good man, Michael. It was a very good performance. Very, very good performance, but stupid mistake. Ian Armstrong, best performance since Germany and longest goal in 2015. Yeah, and that was probably a better France team than that German side. There were no... Germany had a slew of retirements after the World Cup. That's a France team in form. And we did very well. Really, really well. Excellent performance. Glenn Forbes, while I'm tired of the glory and defeat, it was a great performance. Kenny has succeeded in getting the team comfortable on the ball. Ogbeni was amazing, as was Malumbi. You're right about McLean. Kenny's got the best out of him. I just wish we could have got a result. Kenny needs results. Thanks. Thank you, Glenn, on our Facebook page. One thing I will say, when you can't see the difference, where we are comfortable on the ball, and we are technically quite, you know, proficient, you can see the difference though with France, couldn't you? They just do it. It's so natural to them. It still looks a little bit unnatural for us, but that will take time. The French just ping that ball around just so effortlessly. Fortunately, it's not effortless for me to say that word. But yeah, just really, really smooth the way they just ping the ball around. But that's just years. That's just DNA. That's just ingrained in them, you know. But I did think Ireland were very passive with the ball. You know, it's just going back all the time. I just think we needed to show a bit more going forward. I really did. Getting back into it there now, into the comments. Paul Cullerton on the YouTube channel. Who in the coaching staff is doing our attacking, tracking set pieces? Really shocking delivery all night by Josh Cullen and then James McLean. 100% agree, Paul. And that seemed to be our... We have to sort that out. He had a poor game anyway, Josh Cullen. But... our set pieces were awful, and that seems to be our best chance, to be fair. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you're against one of the best teams in the world, if not, you know, a team that just gave the Dutch an absolute hiding the other night. And we just didn't help ourselves. We just, you know, that's a useful arsenal. That's a useful tool. It's a useful weapon in the arsenal. And we just, it was so poor. And unfortunately, Robbie Brady, probably our best set piece taker, he wasn't in the squad. But, you know, in saying that, I can't really fault any players tonight. I thought bar Cullen, I thought they were excellent across the board, really high level tonight. But yes, the set pieces, shocking. Helen Prendergast, hello Helen, best star in the game in a while, so unlucky not to equalize. It's really where we all thought that was in, and I think the goalie carried the ball over the line. Need to see a better angle of that. Michael Foley, how's the atmosphere? Seen brilliant on TV. It was excellent in times, Michael. It really was. The French playing their part. They're still over there celebrating. But yeah, no, it was excellent. The singing section doing their bit. And for the first time in a long time, hearing the stand up for the boys in green chant, which I'm sort of lucky I'm not in the fans. Like, sorry, just over there, there's somebody being taken out by the ambulance, and I really hope they're okay. My thoughts with them and their family, just to my right there. Sorry, continuing. JJ Madden, fantastic performance. Yep, very encouraging. You know, very, very encouraging now. Ian Armstrong, we need to bring that same attitude into all the games, and results will come if we do. 100% has to be the level. Has to be the level. You know, there are times where we have played and we look like we're easing through a game, and then we just lose that concentration, as we saw tonight. So, we need to be encouraged by this, but we need to carry that level through all the games. Martin Fitzpatrick, good at Connors, must be sick. Great save. It was a great save, to be fair. You know, header wasn't exactly in the top corner, but the goalie did really well. We all thought it was in. Paul Cullerton, can't believe he didn't give Will Smallbutt a run after he played played great the other night against Latvia. True. I will say, though, Paul, I think... I've been a massive critic of Stephen Kenny's in-game management. I thought his timing was right. He took Evan off after, I think, 65 minutes, and he brought the lads on, Mikey Johnston, Nick's pal, Alan Brown, at the 75th minute. And I can't argue with that. I would have liked to have seen, I thought maybe Johnston and Smallbone, but he brought Brown on, who still seem to have a goal in them every now and again. But yeah, probably would have liked to see Will Smallbone, and you know, just underscore that, and you know, just pin him down to the boys in green. But we won't get into that just yet. But I did think Kenny's substitutions he made, and they had an effect. They were really good tonight, I thought. Normally, I've been a critic of him being too reticent with his substitutions. William Dunn, a draw would have been a fair result. I think so. Dessert, like, it's not just, you know, we were so close to a draw. We deserved a draw. We deserved something out of this game. And that that is not seeing things through rose-tinted glasses or green-tinted glasses. Peter O'Malley, have to start turning these performances into points. We can't keep losing these games or throwing away points when in winning positions. Very true. That goes back to concentration. There always does seem to be a mistake in this Ireland team, as we saw tonight. We saw it against Latvia. We saw it against, maybe not Norway, we saw it against definitely Armenia when we're 2-0 up. So we do need to concentrate. Sean O'Carroll again. We have nothing to fear in this group and should target second place. There's something about this group. There is something about this group, and I do agree. You know, especially when Holland's one of Holland's best players, Virgil van Dijk. He's not the player he was. He's going to play because of his reputation. You know, that's just one team. There is hope in this group. We could have come away with something. Could have come away with 3 points very easily tonight. So definitely something in it for us. Michael Drew, excellent performance by every single Irishman on that pitch tonight against probably the best team in the world. Superb atmosphere from the stadium behind Stephen Kenny, who deserves great credit. The way he set us up. Bring on the rest of the group now. The future is bright. That's true. And the fans were really behind him when they announced the, you know, the players with the was it Alan Parsons Project music they play, and they played it, and when Stephen Kenny's name came up at the end, as they do with the manager, he got the biggest cheer of the night. This, the fans are still behind Stephen Kenny. It's funny because I read Roddy Collins in the Star today, and he was very critical, saying that we're not stupid Irish fans, but you know, when will our patience run out because Stephen Kenny's just trying to buy time. I don't think that's fair. I thought his performance tonight, the way he set it up, was very, very good, including his in-game management. So I was very happy with the manager tonight. Paul Colton again, have to take this good performance in the summer, beat Greece, otherwise the campaign is already over after 2 matches. Just like Kenny's 2 Nations League campaigns and his World Cup campaign. Very true. Need to definitely go to Greece and get something in June, but that will be tough because it'll be the height of summer. Kieran Boyle didn't get turned over, but asked the French about the fine margins, and that's what did it. Another ping from outside the box. They deserve the draw, but not enough quality up front to get it done. Unfortunately, no points for a Moore victory. Very true. You know, we are the world champions of Moore victories, aren't we, Kieran? Hope you're well over in Florida. Yet again, it's a silly mistake. I keep saying it's a silly, stupid mistake that we keep making, and we always seem to have one in us. Peter O'Malley on a Facebook. Had to start turning these performances into points. That's already come up. Apologies. Declan Finnegan, very unlikely, deserved a draw. We did deserve a draw, Declan. Hope you are well. Hope you've recovered from Saturday. And he continues. France won, not because of Mbappe, Griezmann, Nigeria, but because of 2 worldies by the goalkeeper. Very true. 2 great saves from the goalie. One from his own player. It looked like it was from his own player. And one from Nathan Collins. So good. Ireland should be aiming for second place from Kieran O'Shea. YouTube, 100%. And it's very, very possible. Glenn Forbes, agree with the subs, though. Would have liked Obafemi to come on sooner. Yep, perhaps, absolutely. But, I mean, Ogbeni was just so good. He really was good. I thought, how good was he? I mean, his delivery was excellent. He was clever. He was drawing fouls. He looked like he was going to do something. And he was definitely deserved a man of the match. I've been a critic of Ogbeni, saying that he's an impact player. But he proved tonight, you know, he's in the championship in a very poor Rotherham side, and he's actually probably their best player by a long stretch. And tonight against a top, top team, he was excellent. Ogbeni was superb. Don Lem, shocking error from Cullen for the French goal. He passed the ball along his own box straight to Pavard. Schoolboy error. When you're if the team's sitting off you, yes, carte blanche, pass across your 18-yard box. Not when you're in pressure, not when you're in possession and they're on you. You just don't do it. It's a schoolboy error. Don Lem, again, we would have won that game tonight if Lloris was still in goal. We would have, actually. We really would have. But Mr. Mayon, am I not Mayon? I think I'm saying it right. Mike. His name's Mike. That's not a very French name, is it? Sebastian Elton. I dream that one day the handball should be avenged. Wasn't going to happen with that referee tonight, was it, Sebastian? But yeah, still, and it goes. We still haven't beaten France since 1981. We keep losing to them. They are really a bogey team for us. Brian Ford. Really disappointed and deflated, to say the least, but still all to play for. We move on. 4 or 6 points in June would do nicely. I mean, we play France again in September. They'll probably be away with the group at that stage. It does finish up in October. I think it, or November. Can't remember. But look, all to play for in this group. If we just play like that, we'll definitely be in the shout for second. Being proud, Carl Daly, being proud won't get us to tournaments. Absolutely fuming. We deserve the draw there. Jesus, will we ever get a bit of luck? We didn't get any tonight, did we? Yeah. And Declan Finnegan continues, got nothing from that ref. No, he was not a homer, was he? He really wasn't a homer. He was just... I won't swear, Declan, because Helen Michael's mom is watching, and my two boys are probably still watching in Westmead. So, not my two boys, my two nephews, sorry, and niece, even if you're watching. And after that performance, is Ferguson 2023's Troy Parrott from Dunlem. I was actually surprised how Common hasn't come sooner. He was very quiet, but to be fair, he didn't really get the service, though, did he? You know, he. It was one of those performances when we got on the ball, we were playing it back. We weren't exactly driving forward because, you know, we probably thought, oh, it's France here. It's not Latvia. So that is the difference. Unfortunately, when you play a team like France, you're going to have to feed off scraps a little bit because, you know, there's a chance you get too open, you're going to get a hiding. So I think there's a little bit of that, to be fair. So I wouldn't judge him. It's only second game. He's only 18. You know, so it'd be fine. Carl Daly on Facebook. And the fact we haven't another game until June in 40 degree heat in Greece is deflating. We really could have done with another meaningful game to build confidence. Watching from Sydney. How are you doing, Carl, from Sydney? I will be at that match. And I would probably get sunstroke from a holiday brochure. Carl, I am not looking forward to 40 degree. I mean, look at me. I'm a poster boy for Ireland. Just need a pint of Guinness and a leprechaun hat. I am going to die out there. See if I can bring like an oxygen chamber to Greece. But yes, that is going to be really, really tough. Just a few match facts for you here before we go. And I will be going in a minute because I'm absolutely freezing my backside off up here. I should have brought something better than just a hoodie. Overall... we had 40% possession. We had 3 attempts on target, same as France. We had 10 total attempts, same as France, 10. We had 8 corners, they had 2. We completed 358 passes, they completed 661. Sorry, they had, that's the amount of passes, but completed, we had 290, they had 590. So, you know, 60-40. What can you do? First time actually playing France with a, you know, in the stadium with a whole different way of playing football. So very, very nice. Anyway, I am going to go, lads. We're going to leave it there. We will try and get a reaction episode with the three of us here. Obviously, Martin and Nick were here in the stadium as well. So couldn't really do that. But listen, thank you very much for, Declan Finnegan, you really know how to dress for these occasions. What could you mean, Declan? I mean, look, got me green machine, you know, from Nike. It's not bad. And then the last one there, and this is definitely the last one. Donald Lem, how exactly are we going to play? Whole qualification campaign in 6 months, a process that has typically taken 18 months. That is true, Donald. That's mad when you think about it. They're just cramming all these games in, just trying to get rid of friendlies. And it's the Nations League as well, I'd imagine. Crazy, crazy stuff. Anyway, lads, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be for Stephen Kenny's men. But look, a lot of heart to take from this. You know, it was a good performance. We looked like we belonged. We just need to continue it. And we have to stamp out the mistakes. And that's the silly thing about it, wasn't it? It was just a stupid mistake that we made. But I'm not going to be too tough on Josh Cullen. He, you know, it happens, unfortunately. But... and it happened tonight. So anyway, we're going to leave it there, lads. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to us on YouTube, give us a subscribe, please. Go on. And you can go to thegreenmachinepodcast.com. That is thegreenmachinepodcast.com, where you can get this, an audio version of this, and a ton of other episodes. So thank you very much for your support. For those of you traveling back tomorrow, like myself, to wherever you live outside of Ireland, safe journey. And we'll see you on the next one.